talks about being a pod leader. One of the definitions of leadership that has been really striking to me that I've come across a short time ago was that leadership is about managing energy, first in yourself and then in others. That was penned by a professor that worked at the Darden School of Executive Education, Dr. Coffin. And I had the honor of taking his class earlier in May. I was struck by that because so much of what we do in self-directed teams is really aimed at that energy. I've been a people manager for many years, managed very large teams, very small teams, in a hierarchical setting. The primary, predominantly through my career, and in about a year and a half ago, I had the opportunity to start leading what we call the Academy Pod in a self-directed way. And I'll say at the beginning, I was kind of questionable. I was like, gosh, this feels like a regular team. How is this really different? But as I began to transition my own leadership style, leveraging the skills that I've built over the years, but leveraging them in a different way, I began to see possibility into unlocking things in my team that I had never been able to achieve in other teams before. And that was because my energy was around creating the best environment and team synergy and alignment so that they could then make the decisions and drive the results needed versus me as a leader having to make the decision, set the path, and asking them to simply implement. And I have to tell you, it has just really opened a whole new doorway for me to think about leadership and all that entails. Now, it doesn't mean I don't make decisions. I'm not saying that, but it's more around giving the guardrails, helping them to overcome obstacles, letting them know that they have each other. Like, I'm seeing so much teaching going on in my pod, with the pod members, with people outside the pod. I spoke to one person yesterday who's actually working on three different areas of development, and she commented, like, oh my gosh, this just hasn't happened before in my career. And she's been with Capital One for a long time. So I just offered you to think about your own energy and what are you directing that toward? And challenge you to think about being intentional about directing it toward creating the best environment to motivate and allow your people the freedom to excel, because they will surpass your expectations. I have no doubt. I have people on my team who are doing things for the very first time. Yes, they're learning. Yes, they're getting coaching, but they are just hitting it out of the park so much quicker than I have experienced in the past. So have some fun with it. I'd love to hear any feedback. Think about your own energy and what gives you the pep in your step, and enjoy your role and your honor of leading and being part of a self-directed team.